Hey there, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver in the UBC Nest on the bottom floor. This is Music for the Observant. My name's Nick. We're going to listen to some new stuff from the playlist over here. There's actually been, I think, a lot of cool stuff coming in recently, a lot of variety, which is always nice. Sometimes it can get a bit monotonous, listen to new stuff coming in, but yeah, there's been a good variety of stuff coming in, so that'll be exciting. Before that, I thought we'd kick it off with some No Means No. There are the legendary 2 to 3 piece from Victoria/Vancouver. I guess they make Vancouver their home now, although they're mostly on the road all the time, so I'm not sure if you can really say they're that local. I can say about them that I saw them about 2 years ago, maybe three, it might actually have been 3 years ago, but it was at the Biltmore, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. I've never been so afraid of a mosh pit in my life, and I've seen Slayer live, I've seen Megadeth, I've seen the Melvins, and those they had pretty scary mosh pits, but I would say that No Means No had the most intimidating one yet, and that's pretty impressive considering it was, you know, at the Biltmore, and Slayer was at Rogers Arena. There was just this huge cloud of human sweat and body odor and debris floating above this moving pile of humanity, and it was really, I had to stay out of the way. I only ended up with a bunch of glass in my shoes. But it was a great show because those guys in No Means No, they're like, God, they look like senior citizens, and they play better than pretty much any other band out there. And the drummer, if you were a drumming nerd, I mean, you could definitely appreciate, I think it's John Wright. He's pretty special. Anyway, this is one of my favorite tracks to kick off the show. It's called Dark Ages, and it's from Small Parts, Isolated and Destroyed. Yeah, so enjoy.
Must this be freezing? say you'll never get better, but it's okay not to be in love. You can read it over every letter, and you say you'll never get better, but it's okay not to be in love. You can read it over every letter, and you say you'll never get better, but it's okay not to be in love. You've been reading over every lesson, and you say you'll never get better, but it's okay not to be in love.
Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents. Ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah.
This is it, what you've been waiting for. After months of intense competition, great tunes, and epic shows, it all comes down to one last night. Late Spring versus Walgren versus the Psychic Alliance. It's the showdown for it all. It's the Shindig 2015 final. Our three semi-winners will compete on Friday, February 5th for the title of Shindig Champion and for the grand prize, including recording time, festival appearances, Discorder and CITR features, merch, showcases, and more. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings for one last night of Shindig epicness. Enjoy some pool, locally made beer, and three great bands.
Luna Patrol.
Cover is $6 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Thank you.
off like it was me. Tried to feed some motor downtown, hard to break it, hard to
Hey, back again to the Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Jay Maskus with a song called Heal the Star from an album called Tied to a Star, which is, well, that fits along what he would typically name his tunes. Obviously for me, Jay Maskus, huge guitar hero. Amazing, amazing guitar player, hugely influential guitar player. But I guess on his solo records, he tends to not rip huge solos. And that's actually okay because he's, you know, he's got a really underrated singing voice, I think. Totally can carry an album, in my opinion. I think a lot of times you'll hear any new singer that you hear that sounds like Jay Maskus, at least I instantly think that, well, they're copying Jay Maskus. He's got a really unique voice, and yeah, I don't listen to his solo records too much. He's tends to put on a lot of music despite his now popular image as this kind of sweater wearing stoned looking man-child kind of thing. But, you know, he's really productive, actually, so I should probably look into his stuff because there's a lot to hear. Before that, we heard Adrian Young, who I just listened to this morning because I was trying to find something to play. And I put it on and I swore that it had to be sampled, you know, 70s funk records with remixed beats over them. But it turns out he actually, there's, you know, he plays all the instruments live. I'm not sure if he does, if he himself plays those instruments or if he has a band or anything like that. But it's all newly recorded parts, apparently. And yeah, it's incredible, the recording quality. It really sounds like it's an old album. I can't really say anything else than that. Yeah, and it's really, really well-written songs, too. So it's hard to get my head around it at first because it's, I'm just more shocked listening to it that it is a new record. It's really hard to, I find lots of artists try and recreate, I guess you call it vintage, recreate a vintage sound on their album and try to capture the feel of an album recorded 40 years ago. But it's really hard to do, and this one does it so well that you almost don't really think about it. So I'm definitely going to listen to that some more. And before that, we had the Spook School, a song called Everyone Needs to Be Loved. And it's pretty cool because it sounds like the Buzzcocks. So moving on, we're going to listen to the two giants of maritime rock and roll. If you don't know who I'm talking about, I am referring to Eric Stripp and Sloan. So, Eric Stripp hailing from New Brunswick, and Sloan, oh god. Are they from New Brunswick as well? Or are they from Nova Scotia? I can't remember. In any case, they both came up around the same time, and the careers kind of took different pathways. Eric Stripp kind of, they made some records on Sub Pop, and then subsequently their albums became more and more obtuse. I guess the singer Rick White went on to his band called Elevator to Hell, or Elevator from Hell, I can't recall, but it was a lot harder to digest than Eric Stripp. And Julie Duran went on to an eclectic solo career, whereas Sloan became CanCon Kings. I mean, I was listening to The Fox when I was 10 years old, and they were all over the place on that station. So Sloan have probably benefited from CanCon more than many groups, but I'm still going to play them. I'm going to play one of their more obscure tracks. It's called Loosens from Twice Removed. We'll get to it in a second. But I think a really great illustration of how these two bands kind of started at the same spot and diverged, if you can check it out, it's a YouTube video. I think it's called, it's from the CBC. They used to do these old document, sort of mini docs. I think they're about 10 minutes each on highlighted artists. And they happen to do two separate ones, one on Eric Stripp, one on Sloan. And you can see sort of the differences between the bands at this point in their early careers from these interviews that they do, where the Eric Stripp interviews, the band members seem to be content on recording songs in their, you know, in their basements and having little samples from home, like pocket cassette recorders that they sort of hide on the records. If you're a fan of them, you'll notice that they're everywhere. And Sloan's interview kind of had them all. They're all being interviewed inside, and they have, each member has sunglasses on and really cool rock star hair, which I guess was a sign of things to come. But you know, I don't blame them. They like to play rock and roll, and they do it pretty good sometimes. So let's check out a song by Sloan. It's, as I said before, Loosens from Twice Removed. It's actually not a rockin' song. It's kind of a real downer on kind of their last album before they became more of a radio rock band. It's really good, really kind of... I think it's the longest song on the album, and it's a real somber one, but it's really excellent.
I'm not afraid to die.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
Trying to hide it, trying to remind me of that day. help it catch the sky. Trying to fold it up, trying to make it feel like mine. Looking around, the truth is turning my life to mine. Oh, sleepwalking and talking, seems like they'll never.
Okay, we gotta go. This has been Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Marco is up next with Astro Talk. So to finish off, this is Destroyer with Hell is an Open Door. Have fun, kids. Oh, and remember, Shindig finals are tomorrow, so it should be a blast. All right, see ya.
I'll take my chances on the road, on the inside. I'm an ocean, like a wheel set into motion into the storm. I'll take my chances. Da-da-da. I'll take my chances on the road, on the inside. I'm an ocean, like a wheel set into motion into the storm. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Of office is sold down the river. Every time I try to look into your eyes, an angel flies by. Baby, it's dumb. Look what I've become, scum. A relic, a satellite. I was born bright, now I'm dark as a well. A kite washed up on the shoreline, and it's hell down here, it's hell. 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 It's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell. Down here it's hell, it's hell down here it's hell, it's hell down here.